Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside hour three of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. It is the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Tonight's show brought to you by the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So thanks to Jay Glazer for stopping by with us again. A phenomenal interview. We'll have more on the Sean Payton situation, which just gets weirder and weirder, coming up in about 20 minutes. But, you know, outside of that today, the Dallas Cowboys decide we're going to keep bludgeoning you with headlines from us. They're going to keep Dan Quinn as their defensive coordinator. And that's it. You know, another
That's a nice win for them.
Yeah. Look, another year where Dan Quinn has done a phenomenal job, and the jobs out there were not something he wanted to jump in. Look, former head coach looking for a great situation. And look, like Sean Payton, they should, you know, wait before they have to take a leap, because that's the thing when you're a head coach and have some kind of success. When people want you, you don't have to settle for any opening, right? Guys who just want a head coaching job, you got to jump at it, because – you may be a hot candidate now, but if your offense stinks next year, guess what? No one's hiring you. But guys like Dan Quinn, Sean Payton, okay, I don't like the cycle this time around. I'm going to wait. So I can do that. So keeping Dan Quinn, absolute victory. Now, maybe he's the head coach in waiting, and Jerry Jones want to give – you know, that's that carrot that he's got on the end of the stick from Mike McCarthy. Hey, you start coaching bad, I got the guy right – I got Dan Quinn right here for you. It happens.
But I think the other part that goes to it is when you've already had the first bite at the apple, you want to make sure that second one is nice and juicy and ripe and ready to go, and not another situation whereby it can go south fast and you find yourself – out of the job and then out of the cycle thereafter, because you normally don't get a third.
Bite at the juicy apple. Juicy apple.
Forbidden apple.
So, so
when's
that's
the last time you had an apple?
We're still talking about fruit,
oh,
right?
Come on, man. I have fruit all the time.
I said apple.
Apple? I don't know. A week ago, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Apple, I didn't say apple pie.
Apple.
No. We can go. You know, usually, no, honestly, this is where T-shirt's going to be proud of me, because usually the fruit I have are strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries, and black raspberries. That's usually the fruit.
T-shirt says those aren't even good for you.
No, stop. Blueberries are superfood. Come on, man. Blueberries.
Blueberries are good, but you said what else?
Strawberries, raspberries, and black raspberries.
Yeah, no on the raspberries.
Wow. Why don't you like the raspberries?
No, raspberries and cranberries. No good.
Well, I didn't say cranberries. I just said
I'm just telling you another one to not do.
Hell of a band, though.
No, the raspberries were
they
great.
They did have their
go
moments,
all the way.
No question about that.
You just disrespected the cranberries like that?
Oh, man. All right, T-shirt. We got to get Go All the Way by the raspberries in the next few minutes.
You can tell me officially last time you had an apple.
Last week. I had an apple. I had an apple at work last week. You actually walked in while I was eating an apple.
No. That had caramel on it. That doesn't count.
Nick did not. No, I do not like caramel apples. I am not a caramel apple guy.
Well, now we know what to get them.
Don't lie. You walked into the kitchen while I was having an apple. Usually I'm having ice cream.
You were eating ice cream.
No, that's a lot of other times. But this, you came, I was eating an apple. I remember talking about it, eating an apple. You came in to heat up whatever. It's like you say, oh, never heat stuff up in a microwave. And what are you doing? Heating stuff
up in a microwave. I wasn't using a microwave.
Yes, you were. Cut,
Jason,
stop.
That was a baby's arm holding an apple.
Somebody came on the floor.
Okay, timeout. I need a timeout now. Timeout. We got to talk it over.
Yeah, no time cranberries.
Okay. But if we could hear the raspberries, that'd be great. So the Cowboys keep Dan Quinn, but in other news, they let go a lot of other coaches, right? Now, this gets into a big thing about blaming Dak when maybe somebody else deserves a little bit more blame, right? So the Cowboys let a bunch of coaches go, including Skip Pete, who's the running backs coach, who is really close with Ezekiel Elliott and Ezekiel Elliott's agent. So, of course, this fosters, are they bringing Ezekiel Elliott back? Would they fire a guy he's close with if they were talking about keeping Ezekiel Elliott? So the answer is no. Look, we've talked about for a long time, the Cowboys have to move on from Ezekiel Elliott, right? He's just not that guy anymore. He hasn't been that guy for a while. But if you really want to talk about a guy that you want to blame for the Cowboys the last 3 years, right? Dak gets all the blame because he's the quarterback. But it's not my fault that you, and when I say you, I mean you, Lieutenant Weinberg, I mean you in the media and fans want to talk about Dak like he's Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes when he never has been. So you can't tell me Dak's that disappointing when he's been a league average quarterback and a couple of years he's been a little bit better. He had the one really, really good year, and he had 1 year that was really good, and he had a really good year, and he had a great year, and his other years are about the same, right? That's Derek Carr, right? So it's like you're blaming Derek Carr for everything wrong with the Raiders. Let's blame Dak. It's Dak. No, Dak has showed you from the beginning, this is who I am. He has never made you believe he is somebody other than what he is. It's not my fault the Cowboys wanted to give him 40-some-odd million dollars a year. It's not my fault people talk about him in the media like he's a top-three quarterback that always disappoints. Not my fault, not who he is. But you want to talk about a guy that you can put offensive blame on? That's Ezekiel Elliott. Because this is a guy who came into the league and he was great. He was unbelievable. He came in like a rookie running back. It's like, oh my God, we haven't seen a rookie running back like that in a long time. He comes in as a rookie. He runs for 1,600 yards. Remember in that 2016 season, it was Dak and Zeke, and who's more important? Boy, look at Dak as a rookie. They got lucky, but it's really Zeke and the Cowboys offensive line. I mean, this was Ezekiel Elliott's team. He was the best running back. This guy's going to be unbelievable. Look at what he's going to be able to do. And what happened? He had a great year, 1,600 yards and 15 touchdowns as a rookie. Then he played in less games, didn't have as great a year in 2017, had a really good year in 2018 and 2019. But what happened in 2019? He got paid. He got paid very early in 2019, and that was the last elite year that he had. That was it. He has been a different running back for the past 3 years. You know what he reminds me of? Remember when Chris Johnson got paid by the Titans, and suddenly he was running into the line of scrimmage with two arms on the ball and falling down, and it was – It's like he stopped. It's like he stopped trying. Like, I'm done. I got paid. I'm never getting paid again. So, and I'm not. I don't want to get hurt anymore. So, I'm just going to run into the line of scrimmage and fall down. When Chris Johnson was such an unbelievable every play, you had to know where he was, or he was going to take it to the house. He got paid. He ran into the line of scrimmage and fell down. Zeke turned into that guy. All right, the only reason he ran for 1,000 yards last year is because there was an extra game. His yards per carry is down a full half yard, right? He's had the touchdowns because, well, we'll give him the ball on the 1 yard line to put in, okay, but still, he's really disappointed. His average yards per carry this year was down to 3.8, right? And you say, well, okay, maybe something's wrong with the Cowboys. Tony Pollard was able to have a big season. Tony Pollard became the number one running back with the Cowboys, and he got hurt, and now he's out, and it's awful for Dallas because he was so good, and he was the answer to their woes on offense this year. But Tony Pollard had a really good year, so you can't tell me, oh, the team blocks for Tony Pollard, but they don't block for Ezekiel Elliott? I mean, come on, the guy averaged 5 yards a carry this year. Elliott was under 4 yards a carry. He ran for 1,000 yards with 193 touches. Didn't even touch the ball 200 times. Tony Pollard was this good. So, yeah, you want to talk about a guy that's disappointed? If you had been able to run this offense the last 3 years with Ezekiel Elliott, a guy who was actually tried and not just decided, I got paid and now I'm done, yeah, guess what? Things would have been different for the Dallas Cowboys, because I know he was great, because he was great for 3 years, and then he got paid, and then he stopped being great. So if you want to blame somebody on the Cowboys for, oh, why haven't we achieved, forget about Dak. Dak showed you who he was. Dak was never great. Dak was always pumped up as great. Ezekiel Elliott was great. Great for 3 years, and then suddenly he just stopped. So that's really a guy, if you want to look at, oh, who is holding our offense back, that's the guy to look at.
Yeah, I mean, above average, certainly for Dak. I don't put him as just a guy. I don't think he's a Jag. I think he's better than that. But he certainly was a guy when it came time for contracts. The best argument anybody had was he's the next man up. Not that he'd done anything to deserve that contract and to make you believe that he was going to be a world beater thereafter. Last year, 4,400 yards, 37 touchdowns, and 10 picks. Fantastic. Another huge year. Back in 2019, he had obviously a career best with his 4,900 yards and another 30 touchdown season. But late in games, decisions. And look, it was an imperfect roster. So you can also, to some degree, Dak gets not a pass, but he gets off the hook a little bit, because beyond CeeDee Lamb and Dalton Schultz, you really didn't have a whole lot to work with in the pass game. I guess Pollard a bit, and the fact that Elliott was still a pretty good pass blocker. But the offensive line, not the same. Shows that Pollard was the better, more explosive back now, doesn't it? Lends more credence to that argument. But it's an easy fall guy. That Ezekiel, and I don't know that I equate it necessarily to getting paid, but did miss time, had a couple of injuries. We know he had a knee issue that bothered him last year, still got to 1,000 yards on the year and has been a pretty good vulture in and around the goal line, except when they needed him to catch one in their playoff loss. Too soon?
Yeah, way too soon. Guys are throwing – come on, Harmon. Cowboys fans are now taking their radios and throwing them out the window, just like they did with their TVs after the game after you said that.
All right. Come to the Mike Harmon Dallas Cowboy-themed rage room coming to an empty mall location near you. Me and the Halloween stores are going to be fighting for your business.
Nope, that's not happening. The guys are going to be just like the guy saying, Jerry Jones owes me a TV. He's going to say, Mike Harmon owes me a radio. Just smash it. Harmon owes me a radio. You're gonna have to pay for radios.
Build it out
for people.
To where it's something straight out of a Halloween Horror Nights. You smash something, hey, there's fake blood. You know, it's the kind of thing, though, with the Cowboys. It also just lends itself back to the expectation that you are wearing the Dallas Cowboys star in the uniform, so suddenly your value is X plus whatever percentage better than you really are. Because the expectations are there, and any achievements are going to be magnified that much more, which is why losing a game against, you know, a superior team that you did a good job of limiting it to the Robbie Gould brilliance gets kind of pushed off to the side because, no, it's you failed. Now you got beaten by a better team. It's easier to just now bash Dak. But, yeah, Zeke Elliott, he'll look good in a Cardinals uniform. like Emmitt Smith before him.
I mean, he actually said today, hey, I would take a pay cut to stay. It's too late, man. That's too late. It's too late for you. They got to be done. This is – they paid him because he was really good for those years, and Jerry Jones just had a blind spot for, we drafted him and he's great, and it's validation for me as an owner and the Cowboys organization. That's why Jerry Jones pays who he pays. He pays him because these are players that became great with the Cowboys, and I'm validating that. Whether it's bad, good business or not, he decided to do it. And so, well, Zeke held out and held him up, and so, oh, no, we got to go pay him. Oh, Jerry, you don't pay running backs like that anymore. Nobody does, but let's give him the money, and look what happened. Now you have all that money tied up in Zeke. You had to give him the ball because this is what has held the Cowboys back, because when you give Zeke that kind of cash, you have to give him the football. And what's better, if they gave the ball to Tony Pollard the last couple of years or Ezekiel Elliott? Give the ball more to Tony Pollard, but can't because you gave Zeke all that money. And you don't have more money to pay for another position you might need a guy at because you're paying Ezekiel Elliott $13, $14 million a year. That's a double win of what's stopping the Cowboys from being great. So you want to blame a guy? Elliott's the guy to blame.
Well, you lose that contract, it's another offensive lineman or wide receiver you go find.
Oh, man.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, this is the cranberries. I asked for the raspberries.
No, neither. Neither are good. Cranberry.
TJ, hey, we're all just a bunch of zombies here on the show tonight.
This is the Raspberries
Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Big goings on in the NBA tonight. Joining us now to break it all down, longtime friend of the show. You can follow him on Twitter at MarkG_Medina. That's at MarkG_Medina. Mark, NBA writer for NBA.com, insider, covered the Warriors, the Lakers, and now he's got a big column on NBA.com tomorrow, 10,000 words, on how he thought the Knicks should have had five all-star starters in the game, and they didn't get any. Mark, welcome inside.
Good chatting with you, sir. I submitted the column, but it got spiked. I don't know what happened.
Do you mean Spike Lee did something to it, or do you mean it got
Nobody
spiked?
Told me.
I can neither confirm nor deny. I also cannot confirm nor deny if I was denied entry at MSG because of this facial recognition technology.
Wait a minute. That's Mark Medina. He wrote that critical column about me back in 2016.
Like,
keep
he's
that
banned
guy out.
For life.
All right, he booed my band.
Without getting into details, if one NBA player could ban you for life from an arena, who would it be? Who would it be?
That's pretty good. I would say probably D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
When he was on the Lakers, we had some back and forth moments for sure. Okay. It was fun times.
You had that answer ready. That was in your holster, man.
It was ready to go. I knew from the first jump. I've never had many problems with players, but I mean, everything's fine now. It's water under the bridge, but we definitely had our back and forth moments during his short-lived time on the Lakers.
Oof, boy. All right, well, look, let's talk about the All-Stars here for a second. We find out who the starters are. You put up on Twitter, hey, we're going to talk about some snubs. I mean, was there a snub outside of Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle? I mean, what
Ooh,
kind of snub
That's quite a loaded question there. Look, I didn't vote for Jalen Brunson, but I'm not here to kick a Knicks fan while he's down. I think he's going to get in as reserve. He's very deserving. I mean, he's lived up to the expectations and beyond as far as his time in New York. But as far as the starter snubs, I mean, look, I had some different players. I chose Joel Embiid, for example, in the front court in the East. I didn't have Kyrie Irving as a backcourt. I had Jaylen Brown. But I think that they're interchangeable. And when people complain, oh, this guy got snubbed, this guy got snubbed, you have to answer the question, okay, who do you replace that player with? And Joel Embiid, I don't think it's disrespectful to him if you say, you know what, I chose Kevin Durant instead, right? Or, I think Jaylen Brown should have gotten All-Star. It's disrespectful to say Kyrie got in instead. Okay, maybe that's an exception. Kyrie doesn't deserve it because he had this nonsense with the suspension. But generally speaking, usually when you play that game, you realize, you know what, it really wasn't much of a snub. But the reason why I chose Embiid, look, I had an out. Kevin Durant still hurt, so I don't think he'll be available anyway. And in the case of, Jaylen Brown for Kyrie, I think that Jaylen's, he's on pace to post career highs. The Celtics are the number one team. And the reason why the Nets got off to such a poor start, a lot of it had to do with Kyrie. But, he does deserve credit for his stellar play post suspension. And, you have to credit him for his role for the Nets getting back into the swing of things.
So does mouthpiece throwing become an All-Star weekend event?
I think it's already started. Like, I already saw some of the tweets about, like, oh, this guy got snubbed and we need to go positionless. I do agree. I think it is better for the NBA to, instead of voting starters, two backcourt, three frontcourt, choose the best five players. There is a danger, maybe in Joel Embiid's case, and all of a sudden you're playing with lineups that, today's modern NBA would not do, where you're having, like, four big men, right, on the same team. But I think in, like, Jason Tatum's case, for example, when it comes to the East, maybe it would have been more understandable if all four of those front court players are there and you just choose – Donovan Mitchell or Jaylen Brown or Kyrie, and that's a serviceable All-Star team. But I think where the snubs get into play is the reserves, right? Because those are hard choices. And ironically enough, when everyone cries foul about that, whether it's players or coaches, for some reason it's always bestowed on the media, this guy got snubbed, but they ignore the fine print that the coaches are the ones that vote for the reserves. The starters are only the fans, media, and players. So, you know, direct the angst at the coaches on the sideline for those things.
Well, we'll go and find our way courtside with a bullhorn and try to make that happen, Mark. Reference the fun and excitement, Golden State, Steph Curry wanted the shot, Jordan Poole took it, Poole eventually gets the game winner. Is there any real friction there beyond, you know, hey, Draymond wanted to, you know, fight him before the season, but is that something that's becoming an issue for them?
Well, look, thankfully for the Warriors, they won the game, and that heals a lot of wounds. I mean, so much that, you know, Jordan Poole was spotted in the tunnel and seeing Steph Curry and throwing his own mouthpiece, and Steph got a good laugh out of it. But, no, I think that as much as Steph projects an image that, hey, he's a really good guy and his leadership is more about positive reinforcement, he also has an emotional side to him that I think is warranted, and he has a lot of high expectations. So I don't think that his reaction with throwing the mouthpiece across the court was just about Jordan Poole hoisting up a long three with 12 seconds on the shot clock when they have only a one-possession lead. This is kind of a larger picture where, you know, for as much as we've seen Jordan Poole grow, we also see that he's still a young player learning how to play the right way. And so I think that will be interesting moving forward. I think the Warriors have the ingredients to make this a learning moment. I mean, so much that they were able to make it a learning moment within that game specifically. But there's also a recipe that it doesn't go that way, and it's kind of symbolic of a larger thing of how do the Warriors navigate this season of trying to have both things at once, lean on the All-Stars and these young players. And so far, it really hasn't panned much because they're 24 and 24.
You know, that's the thing going forward is that there's a lot of teams that are sitting at the half full, half empty, right? Can the Warriors make a move at the deadline to get up the standings a bit? Can the Lakers make another move? Is there something there for them? Is there something there for the Grizzlies to get them up over the Nuggets, right? Is there something that the Sixers need to be able to clearly be the best team in the East? And, you know, you think about all these moves that are going to be made at the deadline, all these teams are looking for something. Mark, is there going to be anything available at the deadline? It's not like there's a lot of big names and, hey, we're hearing could be available that could really change the fortunes. I don't know that it's not just a lot of, hey, here's some depth pieces that are going to change locations and hoping that maybe you find the right chemistry off the bench and that can do something for you.
Yeah, I mean, usually major trade deadline deals requires one or two scenarios. One of the scenarios is a star player makes it clear that he wants out, and he has, you know, either the last season on his deal or another season on his deal before it expires, and the team's like, hey, we may as well cash him in for something. The other scenario is, you know, teams outright stripping down the roster so they can get Victor Wembanyama, for example. Maybe that happens with some of these teams where, hey, they're going to unload a bunch of young players and draft picks to clear the decks. Or not young players, but more draft picks and veterans. But I just don't see, you know, the market for that star player. Like Damian Lillard isn't leaving Portland. Bradley Beal isn't leaving Portland. We wonder time and time again when is the devotion between both sides going to break? And it isn't happening. And so I think for the Lakers and the Warriors, no doubt they're going to canvas the landscape. But I think in the Warriors' case, I don't think they're of the mind of not only not getting rid of their all-stars, but I think that there is an investment with the young players. With the Lakers, I think everything outside of LeBron James, I mean, they couldn't even trade LeBron if they wanted to, but everything outside of LeBron and AD is on the table. The problem is teams don't want Russell Westbrook, and the rest of their assets aren't that attractive, and the Lakers don't want to give up their two first-round picks unless this is a move that puts them into championship contention. Rob Pelinka was saying the other day after getting Rui Hachimura for Kendrick Nunn and three second-round picks from Washington, that he said, we'll make a move if it improves the championship odds, but we're not the believers of incremental change here, so it has to be one or the other. So when you connect all these dots here, the Lakers don't have other assets to make that happen. So I think if they do any moves, it's going to be on the margins. It's going to involve, you know, either Patrick Beverly and or Lonnie Walker IV's expiring contract and maybe some more second round picks, and that's it. But you know what that's going to get you? Another Rui Hachimura. Maybe a decent player, can fulfill some positional needs, but doesn't fundamentally change the team's long-term fortunes.
Now, on the trade market as a whole, we're certainly all watching, but in the interim, it's the fun and exciting world of Anthony Davis. What's your over or under set, and how many games these guys play together the rest of the year?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, with Anthony Davis, you just never know. I mean, his first game back against Antonio, who already set off a scare where, Zach Collins invaded his landing space. He rolled his right ankle. He's grabbing it. Everyone's gasping. I mean, Darvin Ham said he almost fainted, and then he gets up and he's fine. You know, I think, to be fair to Anthony Davis and the Lakers, they've been very diligent about his rehab process. He saw multiple doctors before determining he didn't need surgery. He went through the rigorous physical training and weight-bearing exercises before doing individual workouts and, you know, team contact practices this past week. But because of Anthony Davis's injury history and durability, I can't help but wonder, will we see more of this? But I think, to be fair to AD, I think that this is his worst injury of the season, and moving forward, it's going to be, you know, maybe one game here, a few games there. He's already on a minutes restriction coming off the bench. And when I asked Darvin Ham what's his initial expectation on how long that's going to be, he projected for the next week or so, and that coincides with the Lakers going on the road. So, yeah, he's not playing every single game, but I think it's going to have to do with more of load management and minor injuries as opposed to this other major ailment that comes up, like what happened with his right foot earlier this season.
He's on Twitter at @MarkG_Medina. That's at @MarkG_Medina. Check out his latest on NBA.com. And he will be co-writing the D'Angelo Russell biography that's coming out next year. So I'll look forward to that. Do you have a title for it yet, Mark?
Should I just say D-Loading? That's his nickname, right?
D-Loading with Mark Medina. And it'll be like a big circle with a red cross through your face.
There you go. You know what? That would be great art. It might sell well. I think a better play here is, hey, I'm not trolling here. Our site, my colleague Sean Powell, he did a very good piece the other day about why Jalen Brunson deserves to be an All-Star. I think it's going to be the first Knicks All-Star since Clyde Frazier or Mark Jackson. There's only been three Knicks point guards that have been All-Stars in the organization's history. But you know what?
It's that writer is definitely never coming on the show.
Oh, I love that. I'm digging that. Hey, Jalen Brunson, MVP. That's all I'm going to say. Mark, as always, buddy, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the games.
All right. Sounds like a plan. We'll talk Brunson next week, I promise.
All right. There we go. Brunson.
There you go.
Brunson. Brunson. Brunson.
You spoke it into existence.
I did.
You
it's
broke
happening.
The man down.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's got to. He's got to make the All-Star team. He has to. He's had that kind of a big year to impact. People wanted to say in the offseason, oh, you're paying too much. No, you're paying $25 million for a guy who's going to transform your team. Ta-da! Congratulations, Jalen Brunson. MVP. All-Star first, MVP next, NBA wow. title third. It's just going in order like that. Just like the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Every day is something new. Every day is something new for Jalen Brunson.
Every day, something new. Let's see if he's on the odds while we talk to Steve.
Right now, we will find out what's trending in the wide world of sports, which includes a big night from Jalen Brunson in the Knicks' victory of the year. Maybe the greatest NBA game in the history of the sport as they beat the Celtics, but
be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
No, it's the Raspberries, the song by the
Raspberry Beret.
No, not Raspberry
Beret.
That's a beret.
TJ, this is the kind of song you find in a secondhand store, TJ. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. You got to listen to the whole show. Really weird today, right? Really weird development involving Sean Payton, who was everybody's choice to be their next head coach in the NFL. If you had an opening, Sean Payton was your guy, right? Oh, we're so excited to get Sean Payton. We'll give up whatever you want. Whatever the Saints want in compensation, we'll give it up. We want him. Houston wants him. Denver, Arizona, maybe Indianapolis. Now, Carolina talked to him. Cross Carolina off the list. They hired Frank Reich earlier today. We talked about this last night, and then congratulations, it got a bigger deal today. Surprise, we mentioned it last night. It's, you know, what could I say? We provide content. It seems like the Sean Payton train has sort of, I don't want to say left the station, but you can't really tell where it's going right now. I feel like all the momentum behind him becoming a head coach somewhere this year in the NFL is now gone. And you look at what happened today, a tweet by Mark Maskey, who is an NFL reporter for the Washington Post, put out a tweet earlier today that Peyton's interview with the Broncos, there was an issue because while Peyton liked the idea of coaching Russell Wilson and having that defense, he thought there could be a potential power struggle with a member of the ownership group. Now, Sean Payton quote tweeted this and said, "Zero truth to this. We had a great visit and Broncos ownership was fantastic." So something is going on. Right now, none of this is one side is completely lying, the other one's completely telling the truth. You know, something is going on here, and it really baffles me that someone who a month ago was will move heaven and earth to get this guy. There's no surefire guy to hire than Sean Payton. Every quarterback who has played for Sean Payton has been great, whether it's for your entire career like Drew Brees, or for 5 minutes like Teddy Bridgewater, or for 3 minutes like Taysom Hill. Everybody he's had has been really, really good. And now suddenly he's not going to get a gig, Mike. And I'll tell you what, I'm looking at this. I mean, he's going to be back in the broadcast booth this year. He's going to go through this whole cycle thinking, maybe the Cowboys will want me. Maybe it's the Dolphins. Maybe it's somebody else. And he's going to wind up saying, oh, I don't like any of these openings. And I would just be jumping back in to jump back in, because is he really going to jump back into Arizona, who you don't know at all what your situation is with your quarterback, or with Houston, where you're building it from the ground up because you have absolutely nothing? I think Sean Payton's going to wind up being back in the broadcast booth and say, okay, we'll try it again next year. His star has fallen so much in this cycle where just, like I said, and nothing's really happened. It's just been a month ago. It was, we got to get Sean Payton. And now it's nobody's going to wind up getting Sean Payton. That's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, I think with some of it, it becomes the, all right, what's the price you're asking in compensation that needs to go back to New Orleans to make this thing happen? In the case of Miami, they don't have a first-round pick because, you know, they were talking to Sean Payton on a boat. He and Tom Brady last year, which still doesn't make sense to me. Rich people can't get together and commiserate on a boat without it being seen as nefarious. Did they have it bugged? I don't know.
But back in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, with somebody off the side of the boat yelling, here's some fun bucks. Hey, here's some fun bucks. That's what I call them. Here you go.
Kyle Chandler's coming to visit you, and you realize you're in a little bit of trouble right here because Coach Eric Taylor's coming to visit me.
Hey, doesn't that guy work for the NFL that's walking on the boat? No, that's the guy serving us the shrimp cocktail. Isn't that Goodell's right-hand man? What's going on here? No, so you have that situation. Denver, look, he took to Twitter, as you said, to refute that report. But also, we are looking at a situation where we'd heard about, maybe George Payton, he's got to do his personnel, whatever, but that the head coach, remember that report, that it was going to be more work with the owners than necessarily through the football execs as middlemen? Which is kind of curious in terms of a structuring if you're bringing in someone of Peyton's ilk. So I could see where maybe that doesn't work. Arizona evidently met with them for a good chunk of the day. So you've got that still on the radar. Is he intrigued enough by Kyler Murray to wait it out and try to build around maybe a full season working with DeAndre Hopkins? Maybe there's enough there that it intrigues you to a degree. But you mentioned Houston. We always said on the show, going back to the beginning of the spinning carousel, it was Cowboys probably in the two spot. Dolphins sitting down there, depending on what Ross wants to do. But it was all about the Chargers. And everything else just seemed like a pipe dream and enough for fodder, wishing and hoping that was your dream date in the coaching line, that he'd give you the rose. See, I got movies and TV all over the place.
I got the rose. Oh, I'm so excited.
He chose us.
Will you take this journey with me to the NFL playoffs and beyond?
Choose me.
And the big music swells. Everybody gets excited. Oh, we show clips of what's coming up. And everybody loves.
Absolutely.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's outstanding. The Jason Smith with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. The one thing about Peyton, I will tell you, is that the Saints, they got to back off their first round pick and more. He's not coaching for UN ever again. Just get what you get. You're scaring teams off. You don't want to scare teams off. You got to be able to move on. If you get a second, a third, or something else, or just one first, you get what you get. You can't hold this process up.
Well, it would be cool if he could do a 30th man into the Royal Rumble thing, come back to the Saints and bring Brady with him. By God!
Hey, speaking of bring somebody with him, who's Nathaniel Hackett going to bring to the Jets with him?
Aaron Rodgers.
Nobody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.